You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show.
Oh, wow. Let's live in this song a little bit. Are you feeling it?
I feel like Miley ruined it. I love me some Miley. This is a classic you can't touch.
Kathy has just called upon the spirit of Chrisley. Wow. Hey, everybody, we all know that Bing is for doing, and we are doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. This is The Bachelor, Season 17, Episode 9, and also Sean Tells All. I am JC, and joined by my lovely co-host to my right,
Kathy Kelly.
That's right, and a big shout-out to Chrisley, who couldn't make it this week, but
she's been sick all week. That's why we originally pushed back, because we're all feeling kind of under the weather. I'm sick and I can't talk. But except for JC. And
what do you mean except for me?
You were totally fine. You could have done the show by yourself.
I would not do the show without hashtag the
brunette bandits.
No, not at all. And of course, the guy running the ones and twos, the part-time model himself. That's right, the man in blue steel, Mr. Stephen Lemieux. What's going on, Stephen?
Hello. I should probably unmute myself, and then I should probably put it on my camera.
Okay, there
do
we go.
Do it.
All right, Stephen, are you ready? I know you're a huge Bachelor fan. Don't deny it. Don't fight it. But we're going to school you right now on Bachelor 101.
Okay, school me on Bachelor 101. I want to hear about this dude.
And, of course, our big shout-out to our new intern, Amber. What's going on?
All right,
so how do we start tonight's episode? We find out Dez is a prankster,
yeah.
And Sean likes showers, and so do most of the women watching him shower.
I tweeted Millsy last season, and I was like, if you just had an entire, before he was even picked as Bachelor, I said, if you had an entire hour of Sean shirtless, it would still kill it in the ratings.
Kind of like put it on loop.
Yeah.
They should have like a Sean channel. You know like how Netflix has like the Ryan Gosling channel for Valentine's? They should. Look, Amber's already, yes.
This is a little bit creepy. It took it a little bit too far. It looked like a cheap porno.
I felt a little skinny, man. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, but some 50 Shades of Grey, which some of the girls would have liked earlier in the season.
Right. You know, and actually, wouldn't it have been cool if Sean would have just like busted out laughing at the end? Because then it kind of humanizes it because he's like, I'm a dork.
I really wish that they had inserted at the very end. You would hear it because like, you know how people like talk in the shower or sing in the shower? If like it just zoomed out and it was like, MLA! MLA! From last season.
Kathy, what have they done to you? Who are you?
I don't mean it like that. I just think it would be hilarious.
All right. Now, so a quick shout out to everyone. If you guys are watching us live, we got you on chat roll. Oh, we see Scott McDougal, and people are already asking,
yes,
where's Martin? Don't worry, Martin's on Studio A, and we'll probably have him back maybe next week unless...
We have some guests on Survivor, and he is a huge Survivor fan. He's a Bachelor fan, but he is a huge Survivor fan.
So he's dead to me.
That is where he is.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about this week's Bachelor before, and he had some words, so I will insert his own opinion later.
All right, so let's get it. But before we get into it, like I said, if you're watching us live, hello. But if you're not, make sure to tune in on iTunes, YouTube, and comment, subscribe. We answer all your questions, and it really lets us know what we're doing right, what you like, and what you don't. And as we all know, it keeps the lights on. Okay, quick impressions of these two episodes, especially let's start with Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Quick impression of the hometown date. What'd you think, Kathy?
To me, it is very obvious of who Sean has a connection with and who he does not.
Ooh, it's news to me.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Very obvious.
Oh, you got to tell us, but I'm sure you're teasing it for
later.
I will.
We'll get into it. So
I'm actually losing faith on who I thought was best for Sean. I'm actually having a really hard time right now.
I am actually curious. I feel like there is some tricky editing, especially this late in the season, with this episode that we had on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then also, I like the fact that they did a Chantel-all, but I feel, people are going to hate me, I feel like it was a little bit rehearsed.
You know what? I completely agree. Seems like Steven's already formed his own opinion. You disagree. No, it was. It just felt, like to me, almost a, and I'm a huge Bachelor fan, mm-hmm. but it felt like it was a wasted hour. We really didn't get, we only got maybe two or three things we did not know.
People were tweeting me the past couple days, and they said that they thought that the Chantel-all episode was a gauge to see what fans would like which girl that was a cast-off. And they're trying to figure out who the next Bachelorette would be, and they kind of used this as a ploy to figure it out.
Yeah, because never before in any season has there been women so even, I believe, for Bachelorette or to win Sean's heart, or to win the Bachelor's heart. Mm-hmm. Really, you have four amazing women. Actually, three. Well, four. It's just one has a pretty crappy brother. But we'll get into that later, because I actually, as everyone's been saying on Twitter, I think Tiara's found her new love match if the whole engagement doesn't work, her current engagement doesn't work out.
Uh-oh.
With Nate.
With Nate.
Come on, pairing Nate and Tiara together? Can you believe the powder keg? Dez's brother with Tiara.
Oh, Nate, Dez's brother. I thought you meant Nate from Emily's season. Oh. I was like, he seems like a really nice guy that doesn't like drama. And okay.
No, putting those.
Confused.
Sorry. I got to slow down a little bit because there's so much information.
I know.
Let's get into our first date. Let's get into Ashley. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. You know, I've been hard on Ashley most of the season. But he's, in a weird way, he's got to pick her. And let me explain why. If he doesn't pick her, literally the things that she's been through throughout her life, if she doesn't get picked, I'm worried. I'm worried something will happen to her because she is so emotionally vested and she's been through so much. I don't want her to go off the deep end.
I actually disagree.
Okay.
I think that if he doesn't pick her, I think that this was an amazing learning experience. And I feel like a lot of people are saying, oh, she's too old to be on The Bachelor. She's 32. She already, you know, got married, whatever else. Mm-hmm. I think that this was actually a great learning experience for her because I feel like, and she said this on the show, she was very, very closed off before she went through this process. And the only people who she really ever opened up to were her mother and father. And now she's opened up. She opened up on the date that they had a couple weeks ago, right. When she started screaming that she loved him, which was kind of awkward. But I really feel for her. I think she's an amazing girl. And if she doesn't find love on The Bachelor with Sean, I think that there is going to be a guy that she will be open to in the future.
Chat roll's going off. They're saying boiling bunny boiling if she doesn't get picked.
What?
I'm just saying. It's an old Glenn Close movie. It's Fatal Attraction reference.
He's Scott McDougal. What are you talking about?
Well, I was just saying because literally, okay, when they were having dinner, or when they were at the parents' house, mm-hmm. and she was explaining about the polar bear plunge, she started tearing up.
Yeah.
It was a polar bear plunge. You don't really get emotional about that one, but somehow Ashley does.
I think that was when she really came out of her shell, the polar bear plunge. And I know that it doesn't seem like it would be an emotional thing, like jumping in water. I would probably cry because it would be so cold, not because it was an emotional experience, but that was her breaking free from all of the emotional distress that she had built up from the past few years.
I think you got thrown off halfway through that statement because you read the chat roll and people are suggesting that you should be the next Bachelorette.
I saw that. I would make such a bad Bachelorette. Oh my gosh.
I disagree. I think America's ready for Kathy Cupcake Kelly.
You guys have no idea. I'm such a prude when it comes to kissing guys. I like make them wait until we're like officially a couple, and it is, yeah. I would make the most boring Bachelorette because there would be absolutely no chemistry with it.
I really want to say something, but I want to keep it PG.
Uh-oh.
All right. I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're thinking.
Yes, this moment in blue brought you by... Okay. Now, let's move on now. Well, anything else that might have stood out with... I really want to defend these girls. Okay. But...
I... I think Ashley is a sweet girl, but this entire date, and I've said this from maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't see Sean picking her. I don't think that they have the chemistry. And I think that on paper, she's an amazing girl. Her story is, it's touched so many people. I just don't see the chemistry there.
All right. Well said. So with that said, why doesn't he let her go? To avert this pain that he is going to cause. Because let's say he does eliminate her. Why doesn't he get rid of her? Why didn't he get rid of her last week?
This is something that I was talking about with our other engineer, Martin, before the show. And I've said this so many times. And Ali Fedotowsky actually said it in a recent blog post. It's a numbers game. You know, on the first night, your top one, your top two, your top three people who are going to make it till the end, and you can't send everyone home the first night. That's all it is. And of course, it's hard to keep someone around, especially when they have especially when they have such an emotional past. I don't think that he wants to keep her around and hurt her.
Right.
But at the same time, I think he's kind of thinking in the back of her head, like, if I send this girl home on the first night, second night, to save her, to help her, she's only going to be more depressed when she leaves because she will think that she's not good enough. And by keeping her around this long, at least she has a shot at being the next bachelorette.
So he's really thinking all of this, I'm not going to hurt. I'll keep her around a little bit. So
yeah. Ali Fedotowsky said this. She said, you keep around the people that you enjoy spending time with because you still have to go on these one-on-one dates. Okay. You still have to spend a lot of time with certain people. So you want to keep around the people that you're going to be friends with and the people that you think could benefit from the situation.
Have you thought about this with, with Sean, we know he's a devout Christian. And the connection, I think every girl has a different connection with Sean. With Sean, it's basically, let's say, Lindsay, it's physical. With Catherine, it's friendship, maybe friendship on fire. And with Ashley, it's faith, spirituality. Because they were talking about it on their date that, her father was a pastor. Was it her adopted father's a pastor and his grandfather's a pastor and his dad's a reverend? And could it be something we don't see? Because we talk about with Sean that there's a depth, could maybe just that spiritual connection be the one that lynches it, something we don't see just yet?
I think that I do believe that they might have a spiritual connection, but I think that it's more than faith in this situation. I think that she's one.
Now I was going to say more than faith. You mean like hotness or what, attraction or lust?
I think that that's going to play a lot into it, especially with a bachelor.
All right.
Bachelorettes take other things into consideration. But yes, bachelors, I think that he is the first one who isn't going to think with...
Moving on. And our fans are letting us have, since we're on a little earlier tonight, stop drinking the Sean Kool-Aid. We're just covering, it's what we see, And granted, we don't see everything. I was going to say that with our next hometown date, which was Catherine, they went to the Pacific Market Center and...
I wanted to mention something before about Ashley and her dad. I thought that Sean was saying all of the right things, and I have a quote written down, but I thought that Sean was saying all of the right things. I don't know if it was rehearsed, but he is very good at wording things. He got asked a lot of times tonight whether... he was in love with someone's daughter, and the way that he worded it was perfect into it kind of led on that he was potentially falling for them, but not saying I'm falling for your daughter. It's like potentially falling with someone else. He said,
is this with the mom or the dad?
With the dad.
I'm trying to remember, because I remember while you look for the note, I remember he was talking to the mom and she asked, are you going to break her heart? Mm-hmm. And he said no. But then he quickly followed up with, but it's not my intention to.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they get media training.
Yeah. I feel like there might have been a little bit of media training. I think that Sean is also very composed, and he doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and that's why he puts a lot of thought into what he says. So the quote was, do I have permission to marry your daughter if that's what I end up deciding to do?
Smart.
It's not, do I have permission to marry your daughter? Because that implies that you're going to ask her. It's, do I have permission to marry your daughter if that's what I decide to do? Which is, in my translation in my head, I was talking to Scott McDougal earlier today, and we thought that it meant, I'm not picking your daughter, but that's what I need to say on TV.
Very astute. Very well played.
And then there was also, the father asked, are you in love with my daughter? And he said something along the lines of, well, all of the pieces of the puzzle are there where we could potentially fall in love.
He should go into politics. Good Lord.
Yep.
He is just daft. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so who's to say, you know, I'm just as cloudy. I'm just so cloudy right now. I don't know. So, and moving on to my, why I really liked her for weeks and weeks, but I thought this week she kind of took a step back.
Ashley?
No, Catherine.
Oh, Catherine.
Catherine, I don't know if it's the edit or whatnot, but it just seemed like, it seems so different from when they were in Canada,
mm-hmm.
when she was fitting inside of a wheel, you know, like a, what it was in the rim of a wheel,
yeah.
and they're playing around and they're just so like magnetic with each other. And now it just felt like,
I
don't know, friends.
I genuinely think that it was the edit this week.
Okay.
And the reason why is because we've seen this in a lot of past seasons where, especially in Ali Fedotowsky's season, I've mentioned this one several times throughout the episode because I feel like there are a lot of similarities between Catherine and Roberto. And Roberto was the one that Ali ended up picking. And we didn't see him a lot of weeks because it was so overwhelmingly obvious that that was who Ali was going to pick. And I feel like that's kind of what they're doing this season. Like, if you notice, in every other hometown date, pretty much on all of the seasons of The Bachelor, mm-hmm. we've seen The Bachelor go meet the family, and he sits down and has dinner with them, and then they do their separate, you know, talk to the sister, siblings, whatever, talk to the parents. Where was the dinner with Catherine's family?
I mean,
was it just so good? And they were like, oh, I'm going to marry your daughter, that they couldn't show it? Or
possibly. Honestly, because they showed him, did he actually put on an apron or something? He was fooling around with the mom. We didn't even see, did I miss the Ma Hung part where he was supposed to put his grandma's hand on his forehead or something? Did they not show
that? They never showed that either.
So maybe it's something waiting for an edit if, let's say, he does pick her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot of moments that it just seemed weird.
Yeah.
Because they're so good together. You know, all the other weeks we've seen them together. But this week it seemed...
Their date before around Seattle was so cute.
Yeah.
They clearly have a lot of chemistry. And again, with... I'm trying to think of... with... Ashley Hebert? I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Someone just said that I was good at pronouncing
Rosenbaum.
Other names. Yes, J.B. Rosenbaum. In that season, when Ashley, or when J.P. Met Ashley's family,
mm-hmm.
they all hated him.
Right, the sister especially.
And I'm sure that they had good conversations, but they only showed you the tension during that situation because they wanted to mislead you.
Okay. All right. So, all right. I'll go with that one because it just seemed weird. It was
I mean, if you do think about it, there's so much footage dropped on the editing room floor for one reason or another, because either they don't have time or they're trying to tell a story. That's what the entire show is. They're trying to tell a love story of how, you know, two people end up together.
Unless it'd be a very short show.
But they want that, you know, climactic ending. They want, like, all these things where you kind of second guess who is in the lead, per se.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to ask you, now, with, let's say, Catherine's sisters, Monica and India, do you think that...
They're all gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah,
that is a pretty family.
I was gonna bite my tongue in mentioning that because I had a feeling that the Bachelor Police was gonna be here. Yes, Chrisley, I'm talking about you because JC, you love everyone. I'm like, well, no, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
But do you think they were just trying to keep it real, perhaps, and we're making, you know, mountains out of molehills? I can't even say it.
I almost like it when the family gives the Bachelor a hard time, because then you realize how much the family actually cares about their sibling or their mm-hmm. daughter or their son, because this is one of those situations where if you look at it on paper, three marriages have come from 20 plus seasons.
Yeah.
And it I would be skeptical too if I had, if you know, whoever in my friends or family circle went on The Bachelor. It doesn't always produce a lasting relationship, and then there gets to be times like with Ed where he cheated on Jillian. You want to protect those close to you from getting hurt.
You know, and with the sisters, I mean, they did mention that they didn't believe she was possibly ready. Mm-hmm. Remember, she seems like she's a very much a free spirit. Mm-hmm. And that she went in...
That was a low blow, though, telling Sean all of her things. Like, oh, she's really messy, and she's not ready to have kids. I don't know if she's ready to settle down. At least, like... Talk your sister up so that she has the potential to marry him if she wants.
Maybe they were testing him. They were saying, maybe, let's see if you're worthy. Maybe we're playing our own bachelor game with you, huh? Huh? It's not a Mr. Flower Man. Ooh, you know, maybe they're doing that.
I thought it was a joke at first. I thought they were going to pull what Desiree pulled later in the night. Like, oh, just kidding. She's actually perfect.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It's making me question my own thoughts now about possibly Sean and Catherine now, so... I don't know. Maybe next week it'll be better, but I don't know. She came in third for me this week.
I agree. I don't think that their connection on camera was as strong this week. I thought that their date solo was great, but at the same time, when you meet the family, that is, you know, you can't really hide in that situation. Your family doesn't have, like, you know, media training at all. It's not like you're, you know... a family that's in the public eye a lot. These are real people.
True.
And they're going to tell the truth. You can't change how the family is going to react to meeting a potential in-law.
Except for the grandma. The grandma knew what she was doing. Grandma. And there's actually like these extra like outtakes with mm-hmm. the grandma. And I don't know if you guys can research it, or we'll put it up on our links or something, or we'll tweet it later. It's there's like a minute and a half of Sean and the grandma just like totally flirting up a storm, and she's like, I take him with me.
Oh my gosh.
Super cute. So yeah. We'll definitely hopefully post that up later on the links below. But yeah, we'll see. But she's safe for now. But let's move on to someone who I think is just turning out to be a favorite is Lindsay.
Yeah.
I know you guys, you and Chrisley were both like, oh,
no,
she's so syrupy.
Chrisley and I actually really argued about Lindsay at the very beginning of the season.
What's going on?
Close to a fist fight, a verbal fist fight. And Chrisley was very for her. She's like, oh yeah, I think she's just fun. Like, you know, that's how you have to be, like, not take it too seriously. She came in with a, you know, wedding dress, got a little drunk on the first night. To me, she didn't make the best impression, but... she actually kind of grew on me, and at the same time, now I feel like Chrisley is liking her less and less, which I just find so funny, because we have such differing opinions. But I like Lindsay. I still feel like their connection, if they were to meet outside The Bachelor, would be they would date 2 or 3 months, and then it would fizzle out, because I feel like Lindsay...
Why?
Lindsay is so fun. She's very bubbly. She's got a great personality. I think that right now, it seems like it's all, like, you know, teenagers who, like, it's a high school relationship. That's what it feels like. And I don't want to knock her for being young, because I'm the same age as her. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that she and Sean are, like, the perfect pair for each other.
But we still can't... That's what I've been asking for weeks, because we've all said it's puppy love. It just seems so syrupy, and
they don't have deep conversations, or at least none that we've seen yet. They might have been cut out.
And she's really high on the Bachelor leaderboard, the kissing leaderboard, which we'll talk about maybe if we have enough time today.
I loved her. She was so cute, though, with the, like, drop and give me 20. Like, that was adorable. I love that sequence so much. One of my favorite hometown dates.
I wrote the exact same thing. Yeah. I love the fluff. She was cute. I was like...
She's a catch, no matter who she ends up with. I mean, if she ends up with Sean, if she ends up with no one...
Chris Harrison.
I mean...
Stephen Lemieux. I'm just saying, literally, she's really easy on the eyes, and she's fun.
Yeah.
And drop and give me 20. Kiss me harder, mister.
I thought that's so cute.
Awesome.
And that is one of those things where, you know, if you end up marrying someone like that, who is so, like, spunky, who is so, you know, just, like, vivacious and has that personality, you're always going to have fun for the rest of your life.
She's a substitute teacher, lives in a small town. Oh, my God. Really? Come on.
You have a crush? Is she, like, your new Selma?
I'm not saying that name anymore, okay? Just because the chat roll and Twitter and all you guys beat me up. Even Julie from Burning Love beats me up for it. So, we'll get into that a little bit later. But what'd you think about, like, let's say the family dynamic? Because family's so important to Sean.
Yeah.
And I thought this family is, like, the perfect type of family that Sean would blend into.
I feel like her mother was very receptive to this whole situation and Sean. Mm-hmm. And at first I got the vibe from her father that he was not impressed by Sean or The Bachelor or this entire situation. And I love that he did have a sense of humor about it.
No, but he, okay, here's it. After years of watching all these hometown dates, mm-hmm. My heart goes out to the fathers of all the women that are the hometown women.
Yeah.
Because I think deep down inside, I think a man's biggest weakness is his little girl.
Yeah.
And they're very tough. Like, let's say Lindsay's dad, he's a general.
Oh, he's so tough with the military and everything.
31 years in the military, and he said the hardest decision he could possibly give was to give Sean the authority if he saw it fit to take his daughter's hand in marriage. Mm-hmm. And he said it was the hardest thing, the hardest decision I've ever had to make. And deep down inside, I think when the Bachelor says no to these girls, and how a lot of them end up being shattered, deep down inside, I think the dads take it just as hard, because I think just from what I see, the mothers seem like the strong ones. The dads are like, in the beginning, they're the very tough ones, but deep down inside, they're all softies for the little girls.
I think in this situation, all the mothers are just like so, like their jaws dropped and they're looking at Sean and they just can't even think straight, so they don't care if he hurts.
Women are so superficial. Oh my God.
The shower scene. I'm kidding.
Okay, Kathy just had a moment. Okay.
No, I mean, whatever. Okay, moving on. I think that it's hilarious how every season we always have someone who is so good at the dramatic pauses. And I feel like Lindsay's dad was so good at making us think that he was going to say no when Sean asked for her hand in marriage.
Right.
Because he really, like, he was, like, making him go through a maze to get the yes, and Sean pled his case, and then the dad was like, well, like, saying all these negative things. I don't approve of whatever. I don't approve of this. I just feel like she's gonna get hurt.
Okay.
But yes, you can have her.
So maybe Hollywood's in his future. Who knows? You know, maybe he's not in it for the right reasons. Okay, I'm gonna quit while I'm behind. No, but okay, closing off with Lindsay. She said, I can see him being my husband. I can see myself being with her family. He didn't say that about the other families. Mm-hmm. You know, she's head over heels with them. Would you say this is the best date out of the three so far?
It's weird because usually in past seasons, I feel like there's always a clear winner. And this is going to sound so bad, but I feel like he really didn't mesh as well with these families as people in past seasons have. Like, usually there's at least one where there's a natural fit, where they're just like, it's so obvious that they're already, you know, close and gonna accept them into the family. And yes, I feel like Lindsay's family was the most accepting, but there wasn't that overwhelming feeling for me this season.
Okay. All right. So there were, you know, they were all, the first three were all kind of best dates in tonight's scenario, because we need to move on to the other type of date, the not so good date. Mm-hmm. Desiree, fan favorite. And I know our lovely engineer Martin had some thoughts he had shared with you before going on tonight. And I guess he seems a little crestfallen. What were his thoughts? What happened there?
I think he feels the same way as the general public, where he thinks it's funny to have like a good laugh at someone's expense.
fair enough. Happens every week to me. But you guys, thank you.
No, I mean, I appreciate that someone did pull out a prank, since they know that Sean and his family are practical jokers.
I don't know. I wasn't buying the actor.
He was really bad.
He was bad.
I'm so glad you said that, too. I think that it was done on the fly, and she had to choose someone who was a good friend who would be able to pull that off. And I just... he was probably the worst actor out of all of them. You could tell there were a couple things where Dez, she would like cover her mouth because she was about to laugh, and I thought that was absolutely adorable. Oh my gosh.
Bashan puffed up and almost took up the whole room. He was getting all, like, he was getting cereal.
Don't touch me, bro.
Yeah.
We finally see an aggressive Sean because he is so like calm and usually like contains himself, and this was the first time where we saw him get kind of angry at something.
You know, and I don't know what was worse, and I know you guys can send me all the hate mail you want, but it was the acting by the guy or Sean's pink chinos that they went hiking with. I don't know if you noticed that. What was up with that? I don't know about a stylist, but I'm just saying, I just had to throw that in there. Moving on to the important stuff.
Yes.
How do we get into the Nate? How do we, let's look, Desiree's family.
Mm-hmm.
I thought her parents were super sweet, you know. They were almost an afterthought. It was all about the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And what we learned even on the Sean, with Sean Tells All, they said that they, you know, they showed Nate and Sean actually getting along.
Yeah, and that's what I was surprised by. And I'm almost glad that they showed that because that gave viewers a chance to see how they can cut this to make it look worse or better for each family. They could have completely eliminated that part where Dez's brother went off on Sean and mm-hmm. just used his, you know, I really support you, like, oh, we're best buds. And I want to talk about Sean Tells All because he had some nasty things to say about Dez's brother.
Okay, all right. So do you want to get into that now, or should we save
it for
a little bit?
We'll save it for, right. for our last topic.
Okay, we'll close out with, now, do you think Nate cost her?
Cost
her the rose.
Genuinely don't think that, and they went into it a little bit in the Sean Tells All. I think that, just like Ali says, I think that you kind of know going in who your top three or four, and Dez definitely was a front runner from the very beginning. She was, you know, we talk about how she kind of, her storyline parallels Casey B's, and how she is the sweetheart. She looks like the front runner from very soon on, and she is America's sweetheart. She's such a nice girl, and I'm glad that they kept that part in after Sean left, where she was talking to her family
mm-hmm.
and how upset she was. I think that's kind of setting it up for her to be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, so you think this was all possibly a setup for that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The brother, literally, when Sean walked out, he's like, leaving so soon. If I was Sean, I would have clocked him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I would have.
Whoa.
Yeah, ding ding. It would have been on because not only he questions Sean's honor and code, and Sean is he's all about the honor mm-hmm. and code. And he even said, well, you know, question my honor, my code, bro. You know, Sean puffed up mm-hmm. again. I mean, poor guy, he was put through the ringer on this date.
So I do want to say, I think that Sean is, you know, a very upstanding guy from, you know, pretty much everything that I've heard. But I did have a couple fans on Twitter questioning it, too.
Okay.
Because they do say that they kind of are wondering, he says the right things all of the time. Is it rehearsed, or is he really just that good of a guy?
I think I wouldn't say that he's rehearsed. It's just, you know, I'm sure they edit out, you know, it's the editing as well, and they catch
Sean
the best.
Sean Tells All kind of seemed rehearsed.
Okay, we'll get into that because there were a few things that, you know, Sean let loose more than we've seen throughout the season. But here, a fan just brought it up. Let's see, EMAD0722. But come on, he would have kept her if he loved her. Mm-hmm. You know, because I honestly thought he should have kept them if he was having such a hard time, because at the end it was hard.
And that's one of the things that you have to know going into it. We've seen it in previous seasons where if the Bachelor can't figure out who to send home, he keeps an extra person.
Right. Why didn't he do that?
He could have done that if he really had that strong of feelings for Dez, or if he was really debating between Catherine and Desiree, he could have kept both of them. Mm-hmm. So clearly this was manipulated, so it looked like he was struggling between the two girls when really he had a very clear feeling. I think that the one time that he did struggle was when Dez pulled him aside and said,
right,
you know, tried to plead her case.
You know, and the thing is, so does that mean that basically Catherine's next? Because he's on the fence with both of them. And, however, and I'll end with this point with Trista Sutter. Trista actually mentioned that you flip-flop so much towards the end, even during her and Ryan season, mm-hmm. she said, you flip-flopped.
We saw it with Jason Mesnick.
And I wrote
that. He flip-flopped and then completely flip-flopped at the last second.
Could there be a flip-flop here? Because these girls are so dynamic. And he actually said that, I forgot where, there was an interview where he said he fell in love with two of them. He fell deeply for two of them.
That's so sad to hear if you are the final one. How awful is that to hear that while you were falling in love with this one guy, he also had just as strong feelings for someone else.
And right, and in, okay, and in the context of the game, I understand, because it is a game, and they've mentioned, you know, they refer to it as the game.
Who do you think is the, who are the two?
That he's in love with?
Yeah.
We'll save it for predictions.
Okay.
A tease. I lost my train of thought on that, but just, there's just so, it's Sean's life we're dealing with here, you know? Honestly, mm-hmm. I mean, who's to say that, okay, for the sake of the game, I pick this girl, X girl, right here. But after the game's, after the Bachelor's done, why can't he just go to Y anyway? I mean, is he going to be a prisoner of his own PR and his own self-image? Mm-hmm. That he's going to be worried that, you know, I changed my mind. If he's really that torn between two of these girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't envy Sean or any guy that's on the show. That's a bachelor. I'm sorry.
You don't envy them having 30 girls or 25 girls.
It's great for the first few weeks, but after there's...
Once feelings develop,
yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's... Well, do you want to close off with... What do you think about Desiree as she was pleading her case? Some people were writing that leave with some dignity and whatnot. And I was just like... Love is, there's no logic to love. She was in love with the guy. Mm-hmm. So, of course, she's going to say some things that, you know.
This was one of the hardest rose ceremonies for me, for me as a viewer, I think. not for me personally. But I feel like in past seasons, we've always seen when The Bachelor does have that strong of a connection with someone and he feels like he's going to hurt them, he takes them aside. And I really feel like Sean should have done the gentlemanly thing if he knew that it was going to be Desiree. Even if it was he had to go outside and choose between Catherine and Desiree, and then he comes back and he chooses one of them, he should have taken whoever that was outside this late in the game and said, explained it to them on his own terms, as opposed to making them wait through that rose ceremony.
All right. So with that said, Catherine ends up staying.
Yes.
And Ashley and Lindsay. And Catherine to me seems like the least interested one towards the end when they were handing out the roses. That was just my opinion from what I saw. She just...
Honestly, yes. I feel for Catherine. I feel like she has had a lot of issues, and I feel like some people who go through what she's been through, they're actually more guarded. They don't want to let anyone see them cry. We saw this a couple episodes when she was crying about her father, and she wouldn't look at Sean when she was crying. You know that she doesn't want someone to see her weak. So I think that was what it was. She was holding it all together, and if she did get sent home, she would hold it together until she got in that limo and Sean couldn't see her anymore.
Okay.
Because she wants to come across as strong.
I'll give you
That's my opinion.
I think you're pretty spot on that. Mm-hmm. So let's move on quickly to Sean Tells All. Did he really tell all?
No. He told what the producers told him to say.
Ouch.
No,
you're right.
I feel like there was some insight. A lot of people were saying on Twitter that it was to gauge who would be the next Bachelorette. And it was weird because I feel like he really just talked up everyone except for Tierra. He's like, yeah, everyone is great. This girl was amazing. I almost fell in love with her. This girl was amazing. I almost fell in love with her. And then he was like, Tierra, she shouldn't have even been on the show.
At least he said that. Usually he could have said, she was just a very confused young lady. And mm-hmm. like a typical Sean answer throughout the season. But my favorite moment, though, was the moments with he and Leslie. The one that a lot of people I guess according to the women in the house, he got along with Leslie better than any other girl there.
And we saw that when he sent Leslie home. Catherine was in tears because she thought that he had more... similarities with her than he did with anyone else.
Right. But I was referring specifically to the moment when they were they feeding each other donuts or were the cupcakes or something? And oh, they were brownies. They feed daddy the big brownie. And I'm like, whoa!
So out of left field for both of them.
Is it? Maybe that's the real Sean.
I know, but that was just hilarious. It was definitely unexpected as a viewer who thinks that they've come to know him. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was funny.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, ABC didn't concoct this thing to have Leslie come back.
But then at the same, oh, you mean as a contestant?
Yeah, because you know how sometimes they come back. Mm-hmm. You know, I just felt that was, I'm surprised they didn't, they've done it in other seasons where a bachelorette that's just been voted off comes back weeks later to actually tell them their feelings.
Oh, they do that almost every season.
Why didn't Leslie?
Ari came back. Who else have we had come back? We had Ali Fedotowsky came back. We had, God, that happens every season. And this is the first season where we haven't had one.
I know. What?
That's every single season.
Come on, guys.
Weird. KCB came back.
I know. See?
Maybe next episode someone will come back.
That's our prediction.
We haven't had that yet. There's still like a couple episodes left.
All right, so what else stood out from the Sean Tells All besides the soundbite answer from Chris and Sean?
I mean they were very political answers, as we were talking about before. They were very correct, and it seemed like they were all kind of what fans were saying. There wasn't much stray from that. I think it was very weird for me to see Sean bash someone. I understand why he said he didn't bash Tierra at all. He just said that had I known earlier in the season, I probably wouldn't have kept her around as long. Very, you know, that's exactly what we would expect of him. But to call Desiree's brother a jerk didn't seem like Sean at all, or at least what we've seen.
That's what I'm saying. I hope that, let's say, maybe if the franchise one day just they stop Bachelors, but somehow I don't think they will because the ratings is through the roof this season.
It kills it with the women.
No, literally, this season has been their highest rated season in years. Mm-hmm. But I would love to have like behind the scenes of Bachelor, the stuff that we didn't see, like years later. You know, like let's say the true Ashley and JP story, the stuff we didn't see, and you're like, oh, that's what was going on all along. The Tristan and Ryan, the Sean and whoever he picks, if he picks anyone. You know,
I'm always so surprised that The Bachelor is one of the few shows on television that actually doesn't have it on DVD. And there have actually been times I've been like, oh, I really want to watch season two. You can't do it.
Really, I could imagine I'm baking cupcakes. I want to see some Bachelor in my life.
Well, no. I mean, I was a Bachelor fan season two through probably season five or six. And then I dropped off the Bachelor wagon for a little bit. Yeah. And then I came back. I'm trying to think of what season I came back. It was
Brad.
It was the one right after Brad season one.
Brad season one, it was not Emily.
Was it Jillian?
No, it was Ashley.
Yeah, it was Jillian. That was the season. No, I came back right after Jason Mesnick's season, actually. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I can say the same. I think I missed one of the, I think it was Prince Borghese. You know, maybe that one I might have skipped out on. But yeah, they just found a new formula and they kept it fresh. And it's evolved. It's definitely changed from the first few seasons and Kersley's season. And it's now something completely different. Still with somewhat the same heart, but it's got a lot more drama on top of it. So.
It definitely has a lot more drama.
So with that said, any final thoughts with Sean Tells All?
A lot of fans, I heard mixed reviews. I feel like half of them really love Sean Tells All because they're just looking for more Bachelor content, like you said. And then I feel like there were a lot of fans who thought that it was, they didn't really get anything from it that they didn't already know.
Kind of like overkill slightly, so.
Yeah, I was happy to see some things that were cut out. I hope we get a blooper show like we did last season.
Gosh.
That would be hilarious. Please do it. Please do it. Please do it.
All right. So with that said, we had a jam-packed two episodes there. So what do you say we move on to newsy, gossipy stuff?
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. We got some news and gossip by our news queen herself, Miss Kathy Kelly.
There is actually a ton of news this past week.
Ooh.
So I tried to break it down to the top stories. So forgive me if I don't have something. I think JC also has a couple of things, too, if I don't mention them.
Okay, sure.
Maybe not.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, and.
You'll probably call me out on it. But Sorry, coughing a lot today.
First on the docket, what do you got?
First thing on the docket, Anderson Cooper actually had a shout out to The Bachelor, and the headline of the story is not actually a quote from him, but the headline really drew me in because it says Anderson Cooper calls The Bachelor fake and gay on national television.
What?
Which he really didn't. He was bashing The Bachelor and saying how, you know, just joking about how they never really end up with a person. You can watch the clip online. He, obviously, Anderson Cooper is not a fan of it if you watch it. But then one of his panelists, one of the people who is on
his co-host?
His show, not his co-host, but one of the other correspondents or whatever, said that they've actually seen one of the past bachelors in a gay bar hitting on other guys.
Really?
And he didn't name names, so it's under speculation. The article suggests that it's Jake because he's dating a Broadway star. But that is completely speculation.
Wow. Holy donut. Wow. Wow. We're starting with some gossip tonight.
But they made fun of Tiara. They made fun of Ashley. They kind of made fun of everyone. Regina King was on the show as his like fill-in co-host. And it was a fun segment, whether you're a fan of The Bachelor. I don't think they bash it too much. So I actually kind of enjoyed it because I like to see how, you know, other people react to the show.
It's amazing, after 28 Bachelor-style seasons, they're still talking about it. It just keeps it more in our minds, honestly. Yeah. That's what it is. All this just Anderson stuff. So, wow. But that's quite a statement.
There are very few reality shows that have made it this far. I think there's, like, Bachelor, Survivor, Big Brother. Are there any others? American Idol.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, so...
More power to them.
Yes.
They've got a product that works. So...
Real world.
Real world, yes. Yeah. Real world. The original.
That's right.
The best. We're probably forgetting a lot, but you guys know at home.
let us know what we missed out on iTunes for sure.
So, huge news. And this is something that we speculated last week. I talked about how Tiara was sporting pictures of an engagement ring on Instagram.
What?
And news surfaced that apparently she is engaged.
Who is this person?
I couldn't dig up much news about him. It's apparently someone that she knew from home who, when she went home, he was ecstatic to see her, and they got engaged in January. It happened very fast. For those of you who don't know, they typically shoot The Bachelor from September, mid-September, until December, I believe.
Right.
Very early December.
Or something, yeah,
because they all want to get out for holidays, which is, I completely understand. So it's over an 8-week period, and she went home earlier, so she must have had a month or two to date this guy, and then they got engaged.
I heard that that she had some sort of contact with this person even before she went into the show.
Yeah, I think they knew each other from a while before. I saw one article that said that they actually dated for about 3 years. Broke it off.
Oh, really?
A while ago, she went on the show, and then when she came back, he was like, "Oh, let's start things up again."
Oh my gosh!
There wasn't anyone with a boyfriend this season that we knew of. Reports might surface, but
yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying. Usually, we get one or two of those each season, where, especially with the when it's a bachelorette show, there's usually two guys who have side pieces.
Side chicks.
Yeah.
True.
So. All the reports say that she's very happy, and this guy has his family has a very lucrative business in Las Vegas, so doing well, and she will talk about it on the Women Tell All.
I was just about to say that. I'm counting the days for the Women Tell All when Tiara walks into the room. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But Chris Harrison actually said about this whole situation, he thought that Tiara was genuinely there to find love, that she was sincere in all of her actions. That's just the way that she goes about finding love. It's different than most girls. It may be controversial, but he didn't doubt that she was single when she came on the show and she was looking for her husband.
Okay. All right. Now, any other news on the docket for us?
Yes, a couple more things.
Ooh.
So, two more things, actually. Desiree was tweeting up a storm after she got sent home, and it wasn't about how upset she was about being sent home, but she was sticking up for her brother.
Really?
Yes. She said, men may come and go, but family is there long after the show. And hashtag love my fam. Yes, even though they, even the outspoken bro.
Kathy yeah. Kelly, why did you tell me this in the beginning? Oh my gosh, we were defending it. And, oh, so
why?
She seems like she's over it then, you know. It's all.
And that's what we hear all the time. You know, you are so attached to this person because you go in and you're only exposed to them. You don't get to talk about other people or whatever. So, yes, you're going to fall in love with this person. And then right. when you get back to reality, it sets in and you're like, was I in love with this person or was it just the show? Because everything was centered around them.
And that's what that's my question from day one from The Bachelor. Once it's over for Sean and whoever he picks, if he picks someone.
Work.
Yes.
This episode was actually the first one where I was worried whoever he ends up with will not work.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
And the entire season, I was like, he's definitely got his wife in there. He's definitely got his wife. And I thought that he would be the most sincere out of all the Bachelors in being able to find a wife on the show. And this episode got me really worried.
Okay.
I don't know why. Can't explain it.
See, so you got some news. I actually have gossip.
Last piece of news.
Okay, bring it on.
Well, maybe it's a little more gossip. There are talks about Sean Lowe being on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. Really?
Sorry, I just want a dramatic effect, you know.
Thank you, Steven.
There have been reports on many different blogs, Us Weekly, a lot of things, saying that a deal hasn't been finalized, but it is very likely. And all of the couples are revealed for this upcoming season, mm-hmm. which goes on right after The Bachelor is done airing.
Right.
And that will premiere on February, or I guess the couples are revealed on February 26th. So potentially in this season, if not potentially in the season after.
Hmm.
But another person that people are saying might be confirmed is Emily Maynard.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about the Emily one, and I don't know. I just wonder now, I'm going to use the cliche statement. I wonder if The Bachelor and Bachelorette are in it for the right reasons. I'm just saying. Because they're doing all these, they're doing Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, we've seen Bachelors and Bachelorettes on Dancing with the Stars before. I think that Jake Pavelka did not go on it for the right reasons. He was in it a little bit for the fame, in my opinion. And then I think that Melissa Rycroft actually did go on it for the right reasons. She did have a dancing background. She loved to cheer, so she loved being out there. Mm-hmm. I think that it was more of a fun thing for her than a way to be in the spotlight.
Okay, well said. All right, so I think that's it for newsy gossip. I have a quick gossipy thing.
Yes.
An unnamed source actually sent me a message that, and take it for what it's worth, guys, because I don't see this happening, but I'm just going by what this fan told me. And they said that they were in LA, and they were at the 3rd Street Promenade, and they saw Sean, yes, Sean, with the potential winner, and that they were making out.
Oh, my God.
No.
And I disputed that because ABC would not let that happen. But I just have to go with what the fan said. They said they were literally very handsy, and this is why it's gossip.
Are you sure that it wasn't they saw them 3 months ago when they were filming the dates? And
I haven't seen we haven't seen any footage in LA, and they made it seem like it was just recently.
They had their original one-on-one dates when they
this was at the
not on the promenade.
They said on the promenade.
Maybe it was a date that never made it to air.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know either. They would not let them do that because there are so much
money,
spoilers, and whatever. And yeah, that's just they wouldn't let that big of a thing jeopardize their entire season.
I riled Kathy up.
No, I'm just saying they keep that so under wraps. I mean, last season with Jeff Holm, there was like so many spoilers out there that they had to keep all three of the final guys there for extra days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going with what was sent to me, honestly. So I report it since it's gossip.
Yeah,
it's almost, you know, it's half truth, half. Let's move on to predictions.
Yes.
And now, all right.
I feel like it's hard not to insert your predictions earlier in the show.
I mean, you kind of like get our feeling of our skin. All right, so we're down to three. We're moving to Thailand. Mm-hmm. And you see Ashley swimming with Sean into this deep, dark cave, and he's wondering if she can let go of control, and Lindsay, whether or not she'll eat bugs and all this stuff. Is it a make-or-break thing for Sean? Who do you think's going home, and why?
Honestly, before this past week, I thought that the final two were going to be Catherine and Dez. And now, after this episode, if it wasn't, you know, with all the speculation on editing, just from what we saw, I don't know who he's going to pick. It's hard.
Neither does Sean. So I'm actually going to... The only person I
hope
think
he picks Catherine. That's what I'm going to say. I hope he picks Catherine.
Okay. I think the only person that's safe next week is possibly Lindsay. I think she's the only one. I think that she's secured the final two. Mm-hmm. That's just my feeling.
Yeah. With the final three, I just want to say it real quick. I feel like he would be great with any of these girls. It's just whether which one is going to last, because I feel like he could have a relationship with the three of them for, you know, several months after the show. I just don't know about which one has the potential to be his wife forever.
Okay, that music can only mean one thing, and that is that we're halfway through the show. Just kidding, we're wrapping up. So with that said, Steven, where can they find you, buddy?
You can find me turning my mic on before speaking next time and at Steven Lemieux.
And Kathy, what about yourself?
You can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly or on Instagram at Kathy Kelly.
Nice. Instead of me giving out my Twitter handle, I actually want to give a quick shout out to Burning Love, the Bachelor
yes.
parody, which was fantastic. It swept all the Streamy Awards, which are like the Oscars for the internet. It's got Ken Marino, Ben Stiller, Jennifer Aniston. And I'm talking about the first season.
Yeah, the second season is really good too.
You have to watch this, guys. Trust me. Tweet me what you think. And that's it for Kathy, Steven. I'm JC, and we're the Bachelor After Show, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After Shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.